On the telephone with us, as we do every Wednesday morning, we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty's her comments are always welcome, and Marty keeps the eye, pulse, whatever you'd like to call it, on your money in local county government. That's the county council's main job. And last night, their budget meetings kicked off. But before we get to that, we do welcome Marty. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
It's going to be another hot day
here. It is. Now, when you talk about hot day, there are no budget hearings today. They're not till tomorrow, right? So you get a day off, so you can go outside and get hot as opposed to heating it up at the Nat U Hill meeting room last night.
That's right. The newspaper said it's today.
It's actually tomorrow.
We're going to have more budget hearings tonight. But no, that's wrong.
It's the first and the third.
I hope the reporter doesn't show up tonight because he'll be there by himself. No, it is tomorrow. But, of course, what a way to start out budget hearings.
Let me ask you a question even before we get started. Who determines the schedule for budget hearings? Is it the same every year? And what department you're going to hear first? Or was this issue moved to the front of the line to get it out of the way?
It looked to me, though, as though it was moved to the beginning of the line, but it also might very well be that the commissioners wanted to have theirs heard first, because sometimes when you get to the end of the list and you're out of money,
people at the end
of the list get the cuts.
That's
so
right.
It was a very difficult evening, though, and an unpleasant way to start.
Why was it difficult, Marty? For those of us who aren't in
we weren't there, Marty.
Living and breathing it with you, tell us what made it such a difficult evening. To me, it sounded a pretty easy evening. You come to us with a ridiculous request, and we say no. What's so hard about that?
Well, it took them a very long time to say no. I just could not believe that there were those on the council. Everybody was saying, oh, well, we know, county commissioners, you work so hard, and you really, you're underpaid, and we think you should make more money. Yeah. And we'll give you part of our money.
Why?
And
I thought that was pretty outrageous.
We, the county council, will give you ours. And because we know your part-time is really more than our part-time. It's pretty crazy. I remember one time many years ago when one of the council members said that they thought we should give our money, the county council should give our money to the social service fund. And I said, I think that's a very great idea. My Methodist women's group does a lot of good work, so put it all in there and I'll take it all over there at the Methodist church. And they changed their mind real quick.
Yeah.
It's a good idea when it's their idea and it goes where they want it to.
Right. Now, take my money and you go spend it.
The question I have to ask, this has bothered me with Margaret for a couple days, and here's what I don't understand, and I'm guessing I'm not the only one. Why this year did the commissioners all of a sudden start working full-time and get overworked? Why didn't they ask for $12,000, $10,000 last year or the year before that? What has increased in their day-to-day work that all of a sudden has taken them from a part-time employee to this lavish full-time status where they need this extra $12,000, 33%, 23%, whatever it is? What was the breaking point for them to say, that's it, we're not taking it anymore, we're going to get paid like we deserve to get paid? Because I don't remember dealing with this last year, would have stuck out like a sore thumb, or the year before that. How do we get to this point where they think they need all this money?
Well, they got to this point because they've got by with having these little private meetings on Tuesdays. Now, we know it's supposedly a public meeting. It's advertised for a public meeting, but they refuse to allow the cameras to be rolling for Cast TV to cover it.
So they deserve more money for that?
And so they go into those meetings and they're not called on it. Nobody is saying quit making important decisions on these Tuesday meetings without it being full minutes, without it being recorded. And they're doing that, and they think, okay, I get by with that. I think I'll also just get by with getting me a gravy grace.
But they're drawing this out here as like this is such a no-brainer. It's obvious we deserve this money, and my point is no, it's not. What is their argument for this? Tuesday meeting, you're having a Tuesday meeting, big deal. You're supposed to have a meeting, you have a meeting, that's part of your job, you don't like it, don't be a commissioner.
Well, and how is it that Patrick Stofers can do this, because he's got a full-time job with the city? And he's having 2 o'clock meetings and Friday morning meetings.
He has overhead at the city, and I was making certain that he received a paycheck. I would wonder what I'm paying him for. Am I paying him to work for the city, or am I paying him to work for the county?
You can't have it both ways. You can't have two full-time jobs. There's not enough hours in the day to have two full-time jobs.
We have other council members who work full-time for the city, and we have council members who teach for IU and have other jobs at IU. So we understand that there's a lot of people who are involved in city and county government and work for the state and so forth who are interested in these elected jobs. But let me tell you, we all knew going into it that elected officials are always counted as being full-time by the state. However, that doesn't mean they're going to get paid full-time as an elected official who really is supposed to be.
Why didn't these elected officials want full-time pay last year? Why is it right now?
I'm just saying, because they thought they got by with all this other things they've been doing on their Tuesday. They just thought, well, nobody's going to stop
sneak it right
them
in
whatever
the
they
okay.
want, and they'll just go and ask for more money, and literally thought, had to believe. They're so out of touch with reality because they think they can do whatever they want to do.
Well, they've been allowed to.
And everybody will just go along with it. And I've got to tell you, last night at that council meeting, when I heard the other council members saying, well, yes, we think you're underpaid. We think we should, you know, hand over our money to you, rather than everyone concentrating on the fact that we are going to have to look at, we already see that we've got almost $2 million.
$2 million.
And we're fighting over whether or not the county commissioners say, oh, but I don't care about that $2 million. Just give me an extra
$12,000. That's right. That's exactly what they said.
Unbelievable. And again, this throw it in the face of people that maybe will get their raise or won't get their regular county employees, which we've talked about before. You talk about the county option income tax being $1.9 million. We talk about the audit or the treasurer's office talking about big box stores. Where are you going to get the money to pay that back? But they're just worried about, hey, let me get paid and we'll make everything better. I'm glad the council vote. What was the vote again, Marty, just for those people joining us? Marty Hawk's our guest this morning, county council. What was the vote last night on that?
Okay, we ended up putting in place what the council had suggested from the beginning, that it would be $500, and we are going to go through, it appears, through all the budgets and handle it as though we're going to be able to come up with those minimum raises that we had told everybody. But if we don't find some major places to cut, there will not even be that in place, whether it's $500 for the commissioners or $1,000 for full-time employees. We do not at this point even see the dollars for that unless they just plan to grow payroll out of our rainy day fund, which I really don't believe this council will do that. I think that they will understand that we cannot spend down on payroll until there is nothing left. I certainly hope so.
Marty,
well, briefly, the council unanimously voted Tuesday to limit the 2016 salary increase for each Board of Commissioners member to $500 instead of approving the raises, which were upwards of $7,500, $7,600 for members and almost $8,300 for the Commissioner President that had been requested.
Except that they originally requested $12,000.
Well, sure.
So that now they changed it a little bit.
So it sounds a little bit better.
And what they're trying to do is compare it to what some elected officials make in some other counties. I tried to make it clear.
Who cares?
That it is this county we're talking about.
That's exactly right.
And these very same people running for office might not even be able to get a job in another county.
And the other point of this, these counties just all of a sudden got these huge raises and we need to follow suit. I can't figure out, and I don't know if you don't have the answer, I'm fine with this. Why is this all of a sudden coming to the forefront? We have all these, why? Okay, Margaret has a dress, I have a dress. Margaret's dress is nicer. but me and Margaret go to the same school. Why can't I have a nice dress like Margaret? What does that have to do with anything of what other county people do? And why are these the same people that are commissioning the salary report to make sure that everybody's getting paid right? Why can't they just wait till that finishes?
Well, because
am I lost here? You can tell me I'm lost. You can say glass
you're
at the line.
First, if there's only one pie, they want to get their big slice first. They're just that. That's how it feels to me.
So why would you waste the money on a salary thing?
I want to make it clear is that you, when we're looking at what kind of money we have to spend on salaries or anything else, we are looking to see what our revenue is. What is our revenue tied to? It's tied to growth and jobs so that we will have more income tax that comes in and help support county government. It's tied to our total assessed value so that it brings in more money in those rate control funds. The rate times the total assessed value brings in more into the CUM cap. And what we've got is we have some county commissioners who are not real interested in growing jobs. And
not at all.
In
but they're interested in getting a raise.
But they do not understand it. I don't think say
no,
that
they don't.
All they want. They must not understand the flow of money. If they do, then why do they think they should deserve such a big raise and not support the method of getting dollars in to support raises for our county employees or provide other government services?
They went around the back of you guys to get their parking garage. I mean,
and that is another case in point. That parking garage is getting paid for out of that CUM cap budget. If they hadn't budgeted so much for that coming out of that CUM cap budget, we could have moved more of the technical services expenses over under CUM cap, freeing up that county general money, being able to give the cost of living increases to our county employees.
But they didn't
and
care
yet
about that.
They didn't even think about
no,
that.
No, they didn't. They didn't care about it one bit, Marty. Not one bit.
So,
no, you are right. They did not care about it one bit.
This is very frustrating, and I just could not believe that it seemed as though that the other council members, and it appeared to me that they'd had a discussion about what they were going to say, because they all knew this was going to happened at the meeting last night, and I'm the only one who did not know that they were going to put forth, well, let's just give them our money. What are they going to do then when the surveyor comes up and he's not getting paid as much as some of the other surveyors?
Yeah, well, what it does is, it opens the door for any county elected official to say, well, let's just go see what Marion County's paying, or let's go see what Allen County's paying, or cities of 250,000
well,
or more people.
I mean, while I understand that that is interesting, I will say that, say, for instance, if you're trying to look at what a salary you should pay for, maybe
you're having a study to determine this,
or the interest people who could go get a job any place in the state. Then you look at what those areas might pay. But when you're talking about what you're paying elected officials,
you don't know
that has a lot more to do with what local revenue is.
Yeah,
and whether or not we believe they're doing a bang-up job, and I just do not believe they are. I cannot understand that they're sitting there on the showers building, which was supposed to be putting us in competition with other private developers for renting out office space, and they have sat on vacant office space and then cannot understand why we don't have enough revenue for raises when we're not getting our office space rented out. Of course, I always thought that was going to be a problem anyway, but they were
so convinced. You mentioned that at the time,
Marty. Landlord business, right. Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. County Councilwoman checks in. Budgets opened last night and will be off tonight and resume on Thursday night. What's coming up on Thursday we need to pay attention to, or is there anything I missed from last night we need to address?
I'm going to try to go back to the schedule. I do know that when we start looking at the reassessment budget for the county assessor, the legislation is that any of the employees who are being paid as reassessment specialists could really be paid out of that reassessment budget, thereby freeing up more county general money. Whether or not there will be any movement toward doing that so that the county employees could perhaps get a raise. I do not know. But
that is supposed to be at the end of the budget hearings, Marty. That's on September the 11th.
That's the last day
of
the budget hearings. And I did some research on that and got some information from the state about that. I have not had an opportunity to talk with the assessor to see whether or not that would be well received, because I just got that information yesterday. But in the meantime, each of these budgets that we look at, if we don't find some major reduction someplace for ongoing expenses, this is not just one-time expenses, because your one-time, you can go to a savings and pay for one thing only, like that, like getting a consultant to get that plan put together correctly without having our different plan commission members work on it and have the kind of discomfort that we've had here in this county. That's one-time expense. That is different. But when we're talking this payroll or any other expense that goes on and will go on forever, if we don't find a way to reduce those requests, there will be no way to present these raises.
Marty,
it's not even just the raises. It's far more than that.
Marty, isn't there not a place in the county clerk's budget? I mean, it seems like to me that her taking this budget and going from basically $500,000 up to almost $1 million, there seems like a good place to be looking at somewhere to get some money there. And the other thing I did want to ask, has anybody incorporated into this, these numbers yet, this money that has to be paid back potentially for the CVS stores?
Okay, and that's something that's called, it comes out of the unappropriated budget, and we have plugged in there $199,000. Well, that's not going to cover it.
No.
But we'll have to come up with that out of our unappropriated and then wait for the other taxing units to pay us back. But we don't know how many of those we might have. But anyway, we did plug in a little bit for that as an expense. But one of the things that was plugged in as a revenue was $258,000 for the reimbursement from the city for the election this year. Well, that is correct to plug that in as far as cash for this year. But the numbers we're looking at are supposed to be for next year. And when I called that to their attention, they said, well, it's okay. And so they did adjust that. Because we can't count that. That's not revenue for next year.
No.
At all. And it can't be counted on as ongoing revenue to make payroll. And what happened was we reduced the amount of money we were putting back into our health fund, our insurance fund, to cover for insurance. And
I remember when you did that.
18%, and I said at the time, guys, don't set this up in payroll, because then next year when we have to bump it back up, how are we going to make payroll? And voila,
that's what's happened. I remember you talking about that last year.
Well, I'm glad you remember, because nobody else seems to remember.
Oh, I do. I remember you specifically making that comment and saying that they shouldn't take, and you know they took that money down, and you said, maybe not so fast, guys. And they didn't listen.
And you know what? I understand if you're sitting there on too much cash in an account, you don't want to keep charging for something and keep growing that. But if you pull it out and know you're going to have to bump it up again the following year, you pull that out and you buy the sheriff's vehicles, or you buy the computers, or you pay for one-time things. The other thing, of course, is we're paying now for this Honeywell contract going on forever to save on utility costs, and yet the commissioners hadn't entered any savings. Like they said, oh, we're going to save enough money to pay for itself. And I looked at it and I said, where? So there was a movement to try to move that down before we voted yesterday, but it still wasn't down as much as they had said. So this whole thing, if they're so full-time, wouldn't they know they had all those mistakes on their budget?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, at any rate, you can see I wasn't happy last night.
Good.
I intend to be much happier on the 3rd at 5 o'clock.
That's Thursday. That's tomorrow. That is the same place as last. Again, no meeting tonight is Marty's point.
That's
day
right.
off tonight. Everybody towels off today. Everybody gets a little day of rest, and then it's back at it tomorrow at 5
right.
p.m.
And I'll be working with and looking at budgets from other departments, and I won't have to look at the commissioners that right now I'm not happy with at all.
Well, you should be.
So I'll be able to be happy.
All right, Marty, great job as always. Talk to you next
Thank
Wednesday.
You,
Marty. We'll get caught up on what we heard on Thursday and ready for stuff next week as well.
Great. Thank you.